Patients who leave the state for treatment due to long public waiting lists here are facing significant delays in getting reimbursement from the HSE, according to new figures obtained by RTE News. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has the story. Fergal, this relates to the EU Cross-Border Healthcare Directive. Will you remind us, what is it?
Yes, it sounds like a mouthful, but under that directive, patients are entitled to be treated in another EU country under certain rules and have the cost of their care paid for afterwards by the HSE. So it's for healthcare that's available in Ireland, but for various reasons, patients can't get it here. Patients can claim the cost of their treatment abroad up to the amount the treatment would cost in Ireland. And the most common surgeries under this scheme are cataract operations, orthopaedic surgeries, your hip, knee replacements, gynaecology procedures and general surgery. And currently the main countries of access are Northern Ireland, Wales, the UK in general and Poland. And patients availing of this scheme, they need a letter of referral from their GP or a consultant. And in some cases, the HSE advises that prior approval be got for it.
But the patients have to pay the money first. They are due then to get reimbursed. There's a problem, though.
There is. Patients who go abroad for treatment because of long public waiting lists, they're facing significant delays. And that's what the HSE says in getting reimbursement. The reimbursement under the EU Cross-Border Healthcare Directive, it used to be within 30 days. But all reimbursements are delayed now by at least 3 months, the HSE has told me. And that's a problem for patients, especially those who take out loans, often from credit unions for the cost and are waiting to get their money back, particularly older people. And the European Commission has said that patients should be reimbursed as quickly as possible.
What's the HSE saying about this problem?
Well, it has apologised for these delays, which it says are due to two things. The volume of claims, an increasing number of claims, and manpower issues in the office which operates this scheme. It said there are currently around 2,500 applications that and that the normal turnaround time frame to issue a response is now 75 days. So the figures we see, the cost of the scheme has increased from close to €2.5 million in 2016 to over €12 million last year. And then if you look at the number of claims, just over 1,000 3 years ago and about 3,900 last year. So the HSE said it's working with the Department of Health to deal with the resourcing of the directive office here to levels which reflect the volume of requests and likely future demands. And some patients have told me they've had problems making contact with the main office in Kilkenny, being unable to get through on the telephone line. And the HSE said there are limited telephone lines to the office, but this is being addressed and that extra lines will be put in place in the coming weeks.
You mentioned there the increasing number of claims. Is it safe to assume that this is because hospital waiting lists continue to grow? And while we often focus, say, on trolley numbers in emergency departments, there's this situation every month where you look at the figures of the number of people waiting for all sorts of appointments and it just grows and grows.
It does. There are some reductions in some areas, but I mean, I've been tracking those figures, and over the last year, I mean, they've been going up. And at the moment, 764,000 people are waiting for public hospital treatment or to be seen at a clinic here. A big slice of that, over 500,000, are people waiting to be seen at an outpatient clinic. Now, the benefit, I suppose, of the cross-border directive is you can get treatment abroad as an inpatient, as a day case, or as an outpatient case to be seen by a consultant in another EU country. So you can see that because of those numbers, which are very high and they're at near record levels, certainly, that more people are looking to use this scheme. But you wouldn't want to see people out of pocket or waiting for a long time to get money back, especially if they're stretched.
Fergal, thanks indeed. Fergal Bowers there, our health correspondent. More, no doubt, throughout the day.